Hey, Grace here with Let's Chat. Today I'm very excited. I have Dan Levan and his lovely wife, Dar.
Hey.
And so, Dar Dan.
It is.
You two have some amazing investment projects going on in Chattanooga, around our area and beyond. And tell me, what has been your most passionate project?
Wow, I think that's an easy one.
Yeah, that is very easy.
Is it?
The Firefly.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great name.
Yeah.
Yes, it's being rebranded from Granite Heights.
Uh-huh.
It is a LIHTC property, so it's low-income property that is coming off LIHTC.
Uh-huh.
And it's a neighborhood that is being turned around.
Okay.
South Glenwood neighborhood.
Uh-huh. Oh, and the Glen. So, I love the Glenwood neighborhood.
It is. I know. It's a great neighborhood.
So much potential.
Right by Memorial Hospital.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it came with, it's on about 4 acres, but it came with 18 acres.
Oh, my gosh.
So we look to develop the rest of the 14 acres. So we have some building plans that will start in 2025.
Uh-huh.
So it's, but it's making a difference in people's lives.
That's what's so important.
That's fun.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. So you're still doing low-income tenants?
We do accept Section 8, and Dar's pretty much involved in this, and but we're renovating all the apartments and bringing them up to just a regular, you know, what you'd expect in an apartment. And sometimes low-income apartments, the economics aren't there or something, but they don't feel very comfortable. You wouldn't want to live there, or you wouldn't want your children living
there. Yeah. Well, that's,
we want that to be the case for all of our families.
That's really exciting. So what's the, how do people learn about that? What's the website?
The website is www.thefirefly-living.com.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And so in about a month, we're going to have a brand new sign out there, and we're excited.
So how did you pick the name Firefly?
Ah, well, interesting. One of our other business partners, you know, she's really into the environment. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the trees in the area, and she loves evergreens.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, one of the floor plans is the evergreen.
Oh,
it's our three-bedroom townhome, two-bath.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were looking at flowers of evergreens in the area. And then one of them was heather vulgaris, sounds like vulgar.
Uh-huh.
Heather vulgaris firefly.
Oh, wow.
That is the flower.
Oh, that's cool.
The evergreen in this area.
Oh, wow. What a great name.
So apropos.
Yeah.
Right? We said, hey, how about the firefly?
Yeah, I love
it. And it worked out.
And everybody loves fireflies. They're just so magical.
They are.
They can be, yes.
I think it symbolizes summertime, togetherness, community, family.
Sparkle.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed, sparkle.
Okay, so that's a really great project. So another question I have for both of you is, what project has been your Achilles heel in the past?
Well.
Or now.
I think we have a project downtown in the Flatiron. It was originally going to be rented space.
Right, uh-huh.
And the numbers couldn't pencil at rented, so we're condoing it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that one has been very difficult.
Yeah,
actually, I would say that I have not have been as close as some of my partners have been on it. And it's their Achilles heel.
Yeah.
For me, I'm a little bit more distant. Dar's a little bit more distant, although she's property managing.
No, I'm the property manager.
Yeah.
So she gets to listen to everybody.
Every day.
Yeah.
And it's a different, these are high-end condos.
Right.
So a lot of these condos are people's second or third home.
Right. It's not their primary home.
Correct. Right. So they're living in different places and then warmer places, and so they're primarily living here because they have family nearby too.
Right. Yeah.
And so this makes it very convenient for them.
Yeah.
Do you have any Karens?
Grace, really? Karens?
I think I plead the fifth.
So yeah, that is sometimes becomes a challenge. So I hear you. You know, it's a beautiful building, and you've done an amazing job. You're down to four you know, residential units, and we've done some really neat stuff on the commercial side, and I think we're making some good progress. So, but yeah, I can understand why that would be an Achilles heel.
Yes. Well, you're involved in that one. Yeah. You're our listing agent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's been really fun, and you know, we've constantly been trying to changing it a little bit to make it more conducive for people to say, yeah, I want to buy this. So
yes.
It's a work in progress.
Right.
Now,
right.
In even though it has been a difficult project in the process, it's mm-hmm. a great building, and so much so that we bought an office there.
Yeah.
Right? Because
yeah.
we love the building.
Yeah.
And we're going to be with it for a long time.
Exactly.
But the project itself was the difficult
well,
part.
Well, like any time when you start an old historical building redevelopment, I know when I've done residential homes that are great old houses, but
yes.
when you start to dive in, you realize that there's a lot more expenses than you
yeah.
thought during the due diligence, so mm-hmm. a lot more costs come up to recreate them to the highest level now, construction.
Right.
So it becomes what I would call sometimes a money pit.
Well, I wouldn't say it was a money pit, but it was very challenging.
Yeah.
And it is. It's around the historical. Yeah. It was a time when the commodity prices of the materials were mm-hmm. going up and
right.
were uncertain.
Uh-huh.
And so there was just a lot. Yes. This is right after COVID. And, yeah. and so there was a lot.
Construction costs were all over the board, and you didn't know 1 week to the next what it was going to be.
That's exactly yeah. what happened.
Well, so my favorite question for investors is, what project should you have done yet did not do? What I call shoulda, coulda, woulda investment.
Well, I think one of them, we want to be in the panhandle.
Uh-huh.
And we had a beautiful 130 doors on a beach, an island uh-huh. off the panhandle. And it was gorgeous. But the insurance pricing went yeah. from about 200 some thousand to over $1 million
yeah.
for that
yeah.
property. And that just didn't pencil. So yeah. it's not a shoulda, coulda, woulda, but we want to be in the panhandle. It was a great property.
Right.
We just, at the end of the day, could make a pencil and had to back off. And
right. That was a red flag. So yeah. Was it a shoulda, coulda, woulda? No.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as they say, it's all in good timing.
Right.
And
yeah.
it just wasn't in good timing.
Right.
Yeah.
And a red flag. So
yeah, I think we have some tools coming up, and you know, some of my partners and our partners. And I think we'll probably put an insurance captive in, and so we can mm-hmm. manage that insurance cost. But, you know, buying things with, you know, now just think about what insurance is going to do.
Oh.
Forget just the hurricanes. Now you got wildfires in California.
California. Yeah.
Insurance is going to be a significant problem. And right. how do you manage that expense?
That's really right. a tough one. It's and we were even seeing it here. Not like Florida or the West Coast is, but we are definitely seeing it here. I've seen increases. Well, hey, it's been wonderful talking to you guys. You guys are such a great little team and doing some amazing projects. And thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Grace.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, yeah.